And we still go, oh my God. Yeah.
Oh. You're a quirky girl.
Crazy.
You're crazy. Let's go, girls. Hey there, everybody. It's Wine O'Clock. A little bit of extra content to get your weekend started right. And we're having a gorgeous goddamn Prosecco.
Cheers.
Yes.
Yes.
We just had it. We recorded a Wine O'Clock just before.
And I'll tell you what,
we feel good.
Yeah, I feel good.
Do you think Let's Go, Girls is a fun way in?
Yeah. I saw a meme once that said, nothing makes me want to kick a door in more than when Shania Twain says, let's go, girls.
It's true. Do you know she might be coming to Australia in 2024? Maybe 2024.
I hated her.
Why this?
Because I think I hated all her songs. However, my last show, I walked on to Let's Go, Girls.
Yeah.
You don't remember. Okay. You weren't there.
I'm razzing ya. Ever heard of a hilarious practical joke?
I don't know what a joke is.
That's not true because I saw you do stand-up recently and I thought you were really funny. God. Oh, God. And I said, not only is she funny, she's a great mum. And you can tell that from your stand-up material.
Yeah, you can. You can. I actually was on a project the other day and my video has gone viral. You probably saw it. But my clip, you haven't. Get out. But this clip.
Get out of my own home.
Get out.
It'd be a pleasure, actually, with how wrong everything's going in the house.
Is the toilet working yet?
It is, yeah, yeah.
Oh, officially. Congratulations. Yeah,
it's huge. Yeah. Had the plumber over to celebrate. We had a few bottles of Jans before we started.
What did the plumber say to you? Don't do any
sloppy jalopies. That's, you don't want to do any more sloppy jalopies down there.
Oh, my God. I hate it so much.
It's so gross.
It's so
You're always bringing it up, though, because you like him.
Oh, I hate
you,
it.
You, sir, I like the cut of your jib.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what was I saying?
You're talking about the project.
Okay, so I was on the project. Sorry, it went viral. You made me say it twice.
Wow.
Anyway, so so I was on there and I talk about how three kids is heaps because I've got three kids.
It is heaps of kids.
And we notice the difference between two and three. Like it's such a huge difference.
Yeah, yeah.
We were like, oh, my God. Like for the first 18 months of my son's life, we looked at each other. One of us at some point in the day would say, what have we done?
Or
this is fucked. You know, because it was too many kids. It was so hard. We were just, oh my God, exhausted. Anyway, so I went on the program. I had a few jokes about it. I never say anything particularly nasty. I just say my third child just runs the house.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
a bit dumb.
The title, yeah, he's pretty stupid. But one but God, he's cute. Oh, the title.
I would love to see him.
No, he's put in a request to never see you.
That's so rude. That's such a rude thing to do as a child.
That's how I found out he was literate. Like he just wrote it. I was like, whoa, okay.
Pretty harsh. He's pretty determined to be never seen by him.
So advanced.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I got the plumber. I'll always have the plumber.
You'll always have your sloppy jalopies.
No more sloppy jalopies down there. Thanks very much.
It's actually a really nice request. Anyway, the title that they put on my video is Why Three Kids is the worst. I was like, that's not what I said.
They made that. That was their title.
They said, why having three kids is the worst.
I thought that was your fun title.
No. I was like, oh, wow, that is like, that's something that I probably would say like in my early stages of comedy where you just have to kind of like really lean in. And so you see
I love your videos where they're like comedian destroys heckler.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry. I'll use your correct
thank
term.
Thank you.
I mean, destroys heckler.
No one's ever done it. No one's ever
comedian
done it.
Comedian destroys child. Comedian destroys family.
Exactly.
In one tweet.
And my family watched that video, watched the project.
They're proud of you.
Exactly. And it was lovely. But the title of the video when it came out, Why Having Three Kids is the Worst or something, I was like, oh, God,
that is
a brutal title. And then so mostly really nice comments, but every now and then I'll get one that's like, this is dreadful, what a horrible mom or something like that.
We'll see a comedian, one of my favourite comedians of all time, Fiona Loughlin. I used to be such a big fan of hers, you know, go and see her all the time. And I think she was one of my first shows that I went to go and see, her and Judith Lucy. My mum wanted to go and see Adam Hills and I asked if I could go and see Judith Lucy and Fiona Loughlin and saw her.
You have very good taste from the word go. Which makes me think, why did you take so long to come see me? You've literally never come to see a show.
That's going to be a no comment from me. I was at Sushi Hub. You know this.
Oh, my God.
I was there for the whole festival. Beautiful part of the world. See any shows? I ate a lot of sushi. Had a discount. I won a competition that says you and a friend eat for life. Just there all all the time. We can make a profit, man, if we keep eating.
Put it in your handbag. Yeah.
But I remember, yeah, I remember opening for her a few times, and every single time when she'd be meeting people, like signing her book or something after the show, she would always get, "What do your kids think?" Because it would be the number one thing, because she was so mean about her kids on stage.
Right.
She would always get, "God, what do your family think about your comedy?" Where your family, they're watching it. They know it's a goddamn joke.
It's a joke.
They know that you're being a funny mummy.
Yeah.
Which I call you.
Thank you.
Funny mummy. You know Brown Lewis, the funny mummy.
Oh, my God.
Not the crummy mummy, but funny mummy.
I've seen some new female comedians, like mum comedians.
Too many. IMHO.
Yeah, exactly. No, I've seen some new ones, and I've feel like they, like I recognize what they're doing and how it's quite jarring for the audience, because I remember doing it myself, which is I need to shock them, and like I need to say something that they don't expect me to say. So you just say things like, you know, I drink heaps and I ignore my kids and I'm a shit mom and I hate my husband. He's lazy and he's fat and I'm never going to fuck him, you know.
You're like making me giggle over here. Yeah. Captain Gigglepot over here is having a great time.
Okay, fine. Maybe it works. But like, I've
got to come and see you. Bloody hell.
But I think at the start I did that kind of stuff
yeah.
and lots of stuff about like, you know, labor. So yep. my new show, I've got a labor story, but it's not like, it's not grotesque. Like it doesn't make people wince. Like there's no wincing bits.
Right.
Okay. And but I'm
you
not.
You can tell stuff if people are going to wince. That's up to them.
Exactly. You yeah. absolutely can.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily, I think that people think a wince because it's a sound.
Yeah.
I think they think that that is a successful joke. If they've heard a sound, it's okay. like when people say like lots of like, and then I shit my pants.
Yeah.
Or then
yeah.
I masturbated on the bus.
You're doing my gear now, but yeah.
Because
then I got off the bus.
Exactly. It makes people go, oh, and then they go, that's a noise, and that is successful.
Here's a pullback and reveal that I think you'll really like, right? So I go, thought of this today. See if you like it. Mm-hmm. You might like it. See if I get the wording right. Who knows? I've had a few
Prochecos.
I've had a few Prochecos. No Prochecco for you, barman.
Don't you a dog?
Yeah.
Is he wearing an apron?
So say, grew up on Phillip Island. A lot of people know on Phillip Island they're known for their penguins and they're known for their Hemsworths. And, like, I don't have a lot to do with either of those. I don't have a lot of similarities apart from I am a flightless bird and I do like to guzzle fish without swallowing. But what about the penguins? Is this thing on? Is this? You've turned my mic off. I'm not getting a response from the crowd.
But why do they guzzle fish?
You haven't seen a penguin?
I grew up
with penguins.
But surely there's another way to make fun of
Listen.
Them.
Listen. What? Make fun of penguins like that? Flightless bird's fun? What about if I say flightless bird?
That's probably the one I should probably be criticising more. Why the Hemsworth flightless birds?
I'm not talking about the actual I don't have time for this. I don't have time.
Sure, you can
this.
Have a reference to like their arms being looking more powerful than they are.
I just thought it was fun to guzzle.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Well,
sorry.
All right. Hey, I'll drop it.
You wanted to do this wine o'clock, and I am here for it. I want to hear about the drunkest auntie you know.
Oh,
about.
Yeah. Okay. So I always forget about this person, but this was a person in my life for, I reckon, about 6 months. And people.
Is that normal for you to have someone in your life for six months?
6 months. Only ever 6 months.
But is that actually normal for you to have someone in your life for 6 months? Because I just want to know when this friendship will end.
I think like I'm not we're looking almost forward.
To, our oh time's my almost God, up. That's actually no, really sad.
So I lived above her in an apartment building.
Flirting.
Quite a few years ago. And, well, I'm about to tell you some of the stuff that she said to me, right, which was a lot of fun. But I actually moved out of this place because of her. Right. So
what?
she moved in and I love living
moving's
this.
Hard. This is, she yeah, must
this is
be
in
the
Brunswick.
Worst.
This is in Brunswick.
Oh my God, my favorite.
And she was the drunkest auntie I've ever met, right? But I always kind of forget about her until today I brought her up to someone and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I haven't told you about this person.
Yeah.
Because Michelle Brazier has stories about her. Everyone who used to come to my place has a story about her.
What, bumping into her outside your
Bumping into her because she waited out the front.
No, she did.
And she would talk for about 40 minutes at anyone who would listen. And she was
How
just,
is she your friend? She sounds positively
She wasn't a friend. She
mental.
Wasn't a friend. She just lived downstairs, right?
Okay.
So she may, but she would say that we were
Can
best
we
friends.
Give her a pretend name?
Okay, let's call her Robin.
That's her real name, isn't it?
The Y. Yeah, it is. And Robin would, so the first time I met her, she said to me, so she was downstairs and she was moving in and I was like, oh, I better be nice or something. And she said, she goes, oh, you've got cerebral palsy, haven't you? And I said,
whoa. And I said, holy, no. She took a swing.
Yeah. Bold opening gamble.
Holy
and
moly.
I was like, no, I haven't. I've got facial palsy. Right. And she goes, look at us. Two disabled girls living in the city. And I was like, whoa, what? Like it was like such a, I thought it was a joke, right? And then she goes, a lot of people can't see my disability. I've got an invisible disability. And I was like, not so sure about that. And she,
I can smell it.
Boy, you are wafting. And so then it became, she would wait out the front. And I was at the start, I would get stuck out every time I came home, 40 minutes. Out the front, 40 minutes.
What if you were like, I've got diarrhea?
I used to say that all the time. I used to shout that out and she just put a bucket down. No. But then the next lie she told me was that she.
Oh, so that was a lie. How do you know?
What
That's
was
invisible.
The lie?
The disability.
Oh, no. Okay. No, this wasn't a lie. Okay. So the lie started, I guess, when she started telling me about that she was in a relationship with having an affair, with Nate Byrne, who is a very homosexual newsreader ABC, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And he was on, by the way, he was on I'm the Worst, Claire Hooper's podcast.
Oh, you and I have been on.
I don't know if you've gone back and listened to his episode.
I have, yeah.
It was so good. Yes,
he's so
I know him.
Yeah.
Also, so gay.
So gay,
and
right.
I apologize for not knowing his name straight away.
No.
There's no way she was in a relationship with him. I love
and
this.
So I was loving it. And I know someone that knows him really well. And so one day I was like, I'm just going to bring them around and let's have this out. And and I said, Robin, Tunny knows Nate Byrne. And the eyes just go, I think it might have been a Nate Byrne impersonator. And so her lies, she covers it up really well. And, that's very clever. Very clever. She's always having a wine out the front. So
wine, wasn't it?
White wine, always.
Good girl.
One time I was like, we're talking about, because I got a heart condition and she told me one day she's got a heart condition.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I've got to
see
my. She
sounds like you're identical twins.
It was me. looking in the goddamn mirror, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Got to make a change. And she goes, yeah, my heart doctor. I've got to go and see him tomorrow, Dr. Chris. And I said, Dr. Chris Brown. She goes, that's right.
No, she didn't.
And I was like, the vet. She's like,
she's a horse.
She goes, he makes an exception for me. She also told me that she owned this company, this huge company, and that she was like a CEO
Microsoft.
Of this company. She owns Microsoft. She is Bill Gates. And and also she told me that one time 50 Cent was performing and he picked her out of the crowd because she's so gorgeous. She's so gorgeous. I'm
yes.
shaking my head a little bit here.
Hey.
Because you always told people how gorgeous she was, right?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
That's actually how you are gorgeous. Yeah.
you tell people all
I'm
the
gorgeous.
Time. And she's saying, yeah, 50 people have proposed to her within seconds of meeting her. 50 people minimum. Right. And she knows so many dignitaries and all these different people. Like she was always telling you. She sent me the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
She's
right?
a comedian so as well.
She's a comedian. Thank you.
I beg your pardon.
Is it the correct term?
I beg yours.
And I didn't sneeze, but thank you. And one time she sent me a photo kind of to prove that her friend knew the Queen. And it was very clearly not the Queen and a Queen impersonator. And I don't know if she knew, but we should put a photo up of it.
She can't tell the difference between the real person. That's her disability.
Yeah.
It's
invisible. Yeah, she can't tell. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I should put this up because it's such a funny, it's the funniest photo.
I need to see it.
And so 50 Cent sees her in the crowd and he points and he goes, like, this is just a gorgeous woman and invites her backstage. She didn't even know who he was.
Why was she there?
Well, that's what I asked. But
she's lost.
Yeah, she goes, I get tickets to free things all the time.
Why?
She's a very good liar. I don't know. Because of a company that you're in.
Oh, yes, it's a company. Yeah. Not an invisible disability.
No. And
or a connection with Chris Brown.
And so then 50 Cent asked her out and wanted to make love to her. And she picked up his chain and said, I don't even know who you are.
I'm obsessed with Robin.
One time, in our block of flats, she wanted to have this thing called, it was called 123 Community. And she set up, as soon as she moved in, she told me that she made invitations. There's 50 people in the apartment block.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She said every week one of us will host a dinner. And I was like, 50 weeks of the year? No. Like, we're not going to do that. And she was like, well, we just have this one. And so she organized to have it at a pub in Melbourne. Ages away from where we live, like ages away.
The only one that will have it.
That's right, yeah. And, well, and so we rocked up there and the security guard. Wow.
How many?
Me and one other person. She booked a huge table. I've got videos of all of it. It's amazing.
Thank you. I need to see it.
She went up and the bouncer went, no, Robin. No. You're banned from here. You know that. I was like, this is amazing. She's brought two people that she's trying to impress to this place. And she was banned from there.
Oh my God.
She said, actually, it's been lifted. And then she just started handing things to him. And he was going, that's just a bit of paper. No, that's a pen. That's it, you know, and then she finally handed over the stuff.
I think you'll be satisfied with this coupon to a McFlurry.
And, yeah, I found out. So she was like to the bartender, she was like, she'd just go, you know what, I want the usual, but he only knows how to make it. And the guy's like, oh, it's just God. A Sambuca shot with lemonade. Like, you know, like it's so easy.
And also the most dreadful drink.
Actually pretty good. We had a lot that night, let's just say that. And so it went for ages, right, the night, and found out she also got kicked out that night as well because.
Too many Sambucas with lemonade.
Well, because she always said she knew the band really well, but the band looked so terrified when they saw her. And she just sang over the top of them. And she said that she's known for singing Missy Higgins. And I was like, oh, right.
You okay. love Missy Higgins.
I love Missy Higgins.
I love Missy Higgins. Sorry. Side note. How old is she? About.
Well, she's,
at the time.
Okay. So she says she looks.
Says she looks. That's very different. No, that doesn't even make sense.
She looks 29.
How old do you reckon she was?
52.
Are you serious?
Actually 52. Yeah. And she told me that I was very rich because I had country road boots.
Did she have really short hair that she sometimes dyes blue?
No.
Okay. It's a different mad lady in Brunswick. Keep going.
There's many. Let's just say that there's many. And yeah, so we're there and she just starts singing over the top, right, of
like what
song? People. Special 2. But they weren't even playing the Special 2. And then one time she says to me, like she's like, if you hear my singing voice, you'll know why I get mistaken for Missy Higgins all the time. And one time she plays music really loudly downstairs and I just hear, and then we're the Special 2 and we're the Special, like downstairs. And she looks at me and goes, like when I went downstairs, like she goes, you heard that, didn't you? Yeah. Told you I wasn't lying about my singing. And she's so incredible. And so look, I got a message from her today, which
no,
is why
you didn't.
Which is why I remembered. Right. And she sent me this, right? This is.
Did she follow you on all platforms?
Yeah.
You should have her on. Do you think we could have her on as a guest one time?
Should absolutely do it. She's starting her own podcast.
Yeah, of course she is.
She messaged me about that the other day.
She probably invented them. But also, is it bullying to have her on?
Yeah, I reckon.
Also, we can't have her on, damn it.
Can't have her on.
Fuck.
I used you as inspiration the other day. I met a friend. He loves comedy and people with live experiences and podcasts. So you can see what we spoke about. I would like to know more about any events you have coming up so I can bring him to watch you perform and introduce you.
Hmm.
He, like you, has cerebral palsy. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it.
This story is phenomenal.
She's incredible. She's incredible.
She's
hilarious. She's hilarious. I'm going to find the videos. I'm going to show you after. But,
oh, my gosh.
But yeah,
and you moved out because of her.
It got so intense. So she fought with all of the neighbours, right? And she had this little love triangle with three of them.
What?
Yeah. And they would always – they sat out the front of this apartment complex all night, right? And you couldn't get past them. They were so loud all the time. And she was like, Dave the other night walked me home. And I was like, well, on the way to his house. Like, it's not that romantic.
We live in the same
building. We live in the same place, right? And she said one night, and I can't remember the exact phrasing, but she said something like Dave wanted to finger her. And she told me this because she goes, because most men are obsessed with my breasts.
That's a very different part of the body.
She also told me one time, this is a great lie, one of my favorite lies, and what maybe we should end this wine o'clock, but she told me
but
the
I
best.
But I love this wine o'clock.
So the best lie she ever told me was she told me that when she gets really hot because of her heart, she has to put super dupers on her breasts. And I said, super dupers. And she said, super dupers. And so she has super dupers.
She's the liar.
And she told me that she only puts the blue and cola ones on her breasts to cool her down because she doesn't like the flavors. And so one time I'm looking out the window and Robin is just sucking on a blue super duper.
She hates them.
And there's a man walking past and he goes, just having a super duper, Robin. And she goes, nah. And he kept walking. So that's the kind, and her catchphrase, so she would bail someone up for like 40 minutes.
Yes.
And then when they had finally made all of the excuses to leave, she'd go, I'll leave you to it. As they were walking off.
She's decided it's over.
Yeah.
No one else has.
She also got a $10,000 inheritance and wanted to buy the apartment block. Let's just say that she's doing pretty well for herself. She also started a bar with hard rubbish and
like in her flat?
No, in just down the road. There was a place she was looking at and it already had a bar in it, but she wasn't worried about that. And and it was just cans of beer. It was cold. And she goes, I'm not going to tell you the name unless you sign an NDIS, is what she called NDAs. She goes, if you sign an NDIS, I can tell you. But she made me sign this NDIS, so she could tell me the name. And it was just a bit of paper.
Well, you'd be familiar. You've got a cerebral palsy.
God, that's right. And she made me sign this piece of paper with nothing on it. And I signed it. And she goes, it's called Lucky's. You're welcome.
Wow, you must have felt pretty lucky to work that out.
I'm gonna find some more Robin stories, and
Robin.
She's the drunkest auntie I've ever met. No, absolutely not. She doesn't know how to listen to a podcast.
Well, I hope she listens.
I hope she does.
Because she's famous now.
She's famous.
I love her.
She's amazing.
I'm amazed you left.
Yeah, and I just couldn't handle it anymore.
Disappointed.
I know.
I wonder if our paths would have crossed if you stayed there, or whether you'd be dead.
I think I'd be dead by now, and that's okay. Happy weekend, Bron.
Cheers.
Cheers.